All right, Donald Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, just posted her own text messages online, and it's probably the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. I was immediately feeling secondhand embarrassment reading these, but then it turned to like horror. I was horrified a second later because I realized the stakes of what they're texting about. Donald Trump and his administration, by extension, people like Caroline Leavitt or Stephen Miller, they have not been taking the Russia-Ukraine war seriously. And to the extent that they are taking it seriously, they are seriously trying to help Russia gain territory. And Ukraine just gets bullied every single time there is a meeting. I'm going to explain why this is horrific. And then I want to break down the text that Caroline Leavitt posted where she just says, your mom, to a very normal, actually really astute question being asked by a journalist that Caroline Leavitt and her administration seem to have missed. So let's just back up. I posted this thread a few days ago, and I want to start here. I posted, "My God, this is horrifying. I just caught up on Trump's meeting with Zelensky, and I'm incredibly disturbed by what I saw. Let me explain how I see it. A Mike Lindell TV reporter asks Zelensky to make concessions to Putin on the spot in this meeting. Then Trump jumps in to talk about how much Putin wants this war to end, how Putin just wants peace. Throughout it, the US president can't even take a strong, clear stance against Russian imperialism. Zelensky has agreed to every single framework that Trump has proposed. Trump yelled at him in the Oval Office, and Zelensky still agreed to the shitty mineral deal. He agreed to a 30-day ceasefire. He agreed to do a meeting with Putin, and Putin agreed to none of this. Nothing. He kept firing the entire time. He didn't want to do any meetings. Putin is the one that is acting in bad faith. Putin's entire strategy this entire time has been to string Donald Trump along and act like they're about to achieve some master negotiation deal, but never actually allowing that deal to come to fruition. It says, Putin's entire negotiating tactic is stringing Trump along. Trump promised very severe consequences if they didn't reach a deal in their Alaska meeting. Nothing was achieved. There were no consequences, no severe consequences at all. The photo below is the first Ukrainian guard to see Russian troops during the invasion. This Ukrainian guard died, was the first casualty of the war, and our leadership at the top can't even tell us who started this war. The reason why I read that thread is because we should all be horrified that a few years after the war between Russia and Ukraine started, a few years after Russia invaded Ukraine, don't get it wrong, they invaded Ukraine, the US leadership can't even tell us who's at fault. And here's Donald Trump at a meeting with Zelensky.
Yeah, please.
On your meeting with Putin, aren't you concerned that maybe the Russian president is trying to buy himself more time?
Yeah, I am. But, you know, I've been played all my life by the best of them. And I came out really well. So it's possible, yeah, a little time.
Is your gut instinct right?
But I think that pretty good at this stuff. I think that he wants to make a deal.
Demented old president who can't stop posting AI videos of people like Harry Sisson is sitting there saying, oh, he's been played before. He's been played by the best of them. He even concedes and admits in this clip that, yeah, Putin's buying some time. Putin's probably buying some time. But time equals lives in any sort of war, especially this war. That's why it pissed me off when this Caroline Leavitt post went viral. Okay, so it starts here. Steve Guest says, congratulations to HuffPost for eliciting the most legendary response from the White House. Steve Guest is a conservative communicator. He used to work with Ted Cruz, it says. It says HuffPost asked who picked the location for Trump's upcoming meeting with Putin. The press secretary said, your mom did. Stephen Chung said, your mom. Hilarious responses, but it's not hilarious. Are they 13 years old? Are they 10 years old? This got 4 million views, so Caroline Leavitt decides to say, for context, SV Date of the Huffington Post is not a journalist interested in the facts. He is a left-wing hack who has consistently attacked President Trump for years and constantly bombards my phone with Democrat talking points. Just take a look at SV Date's feed. It reads like an anti-Trump personal diary. Here is my full response to his inquiry, and then we can read it. Now, this dude actually asks an amazing question. He says, is the president aware of the significance of Budapest? And then he refers to the Budapest Memorandum. In 1994, Russia promised in Budapest not to invade Ukraine if it gave up the nuclear weapons it inherited when the Soviet Union dissolved. Does he not see why Ukraine might object to that site? Who suggested Budapest? Thanks. Caroline Leavitt says, "Your mom did." So the context here is that somebody, probably Russia, proposed a meeting in Budapest to make a deal, make a promise. But decades ago, the Budapest Memorandum, which was signed in Budapest by a few different parties, was broken by Russia and the United States as well. We're supposed to be protecting Ukraine. Then they say, "Is this funny to you?" And then Caroline Leavitt says, "It's funny to me that you actually consider yourself a journal. You are a far-left hack who nobody takes seriously, including your colleagues in the media. They just don't tell you that to your face. Stop texting me your disingenuous, biased, and bullshit questions. Why does this entire administration have the temperament of little children? J.D. Vance, Donald Trump are literally beefing with TikTokers online. Caroline Leavitt, in personal text messages, goes off on people because they drew a connection that nobody else did. I would almost bet money that nobody in the Trump administration remembered about the Budapest Memorandum or was able to draw that connection until this journalist pointed it out. And then Caroline Leavitt was probably pretty embarrassed. That's why she said, "Your mom." And Stephen Chung did the same thing. He said, "Your mom. It is disgusting to me that they are trying to have middle school jokes in lieu of actual policy." Late last week, after Donald Trump said he would meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Budapest, the Huffington Post correspondent S.V. Date reached out to say, "Who picked Budapest?" This article talks about how this is a breach of professionalism, but honestly, the problem is the American people don't care about professionalism at this point. People think that Trump is coming in to shake the system up, a system that has already screwed over many Americans, objectively. I mean, regarding healthcare or wealth inequality, the system has failed so many Americans. But Trump is not rigging the system in our favor or in the average American's favor. He's rigging it in his favor. His press secretary is saying that journalists aren't real journalists, but apparently she's a real press secretary, even though she can't answer questions without going on a tantrum. It's insane. I just want to end this video off by saying a few things. First of all, we need to have moral clarity when it comes to Russia versus Ukraine. By moral clarity, I mean we need to understand who's right, who's wrong, who started the invasion, and how we can stop the invasion. Russia started this invasion. Nobody else is at fault. Not NATO, not the United States. Russia is its own actor, and it decided to invade its next-door neighbor back in 2014, and then again in 2022. Russia started this invasion, and the only way to stop it is not by just giving up territory. It's by showing Russia that there are severe consequences, actual severe consequences, if they invade their next-door neighbors. We need to disincentivize this behavior, not incentivize it by cutting deals with them or rolling out the red carpet over and over. That actually hurts our cause. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler feed, double check to make sure you're subscribed below. It is free to subscribe, and it'll make sure that you don't miss a video. Triple check to make sure that you have post notifications on so you don't miss a video whenever it posts. You can be one of the first one to watch. So thank you all. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.